Hey everybody, welcome to the Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Title.
Miles?
Yes?
I want to tell you.
Huh?
Here in Southern Illinois, just
yes.
outside of St. Louis.
Yes?
We got the Game Show Network.
You do?
On my cable, right?
Right.
This week. And I'm going to put out a plea. Because I think that I found, you know how what goes around comes around kind of thing?
Right.
I have found the perfect vehicle for us to hitch our horses to in some way, shape, or form.
All right.
Anybody who happens to work at the Game Show Channel or, you know, any of its subsidiaries or anybody like that who happens to listen to the show must consider you or I being either the host or panelists or whatever, of an update of Match Game. I have watched Match Game for all week now at 8 o'clock
right.
on the Game Show Channel.
Right.
And I tell you, we are perfectly suited for any one of those positions. I'll even take contestant, really. But host or panelist or two panel, whatever. You know
right.
what I mean? Because that show is the show that we need to be associated with.
Now, why is that?
All right. Every morning Miles gets up for school, he ties his blank. Right?
Right.
And then the sexual innuendo fly like crazy. Of course you would think shoes, right?
Right.
But then, you know, it's all just mixed up with these 70s celebrities and all this kookiness going on.
Right.
And I'm just like, and they all, you know, it's, and for, I believe it's all on their toes, you know, Richard Dawson and Charles Nelson Reilly. And,
right.
And I saw Ed Asner on there this week too, which is weird, but,
yeah.
But it's all kind of on the fly, right?
Right.
I'm like, it's a perfect vehicle for us.
You think?
Perfect.
All right, I'll do it.
We got to get somebody to ask us, number one.
I'll do it.
I think the Game Show Channel should update Match Game, and we should be involved in some way, shape, or form.
I'm up for it.
Because I'm saying perfect. You know, put it on a little late at night. Kind of like the Cartoon Network, you know, the Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And, you know, just let it fly, all the weird stuff and the kookiness. Craziness.
Yeah.
I'd love it. It's great.
Is it?
Yeah. I'd love to host myself, but I'd certainly love to be a panelist as well, so.
You know what show I like?
What's that?
Beat the Geeks.
Beat the Geeks. I've watched that like once or twice, but.
And I realize now you mentioned it on an old show and I didn't know what you're talking about, but now I know.
Match Game?
No, Beat the Geeks.
Oh, Beat the Geeks, yeah.
Well, actually, I realize, like, me and you kind of look like some of the geeks on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I look kind of like the fat TV geek.
Yeah.
And you look kind of like the music geek.
Music geek, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. Well, I had written to John Hargrave about him, his little brother, hosting that show.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah. But no, I'd say in Match Game, it's for us, really.
I'll do it.
We got to get somebody to back it, though, you know. So.
I will do it.
You know, maybe, I'm sure the Algeries television network is looking for some game show people to lighten it up over there. We could do that.
Oh, yeah.
We break away from Terrorist Central and take you to.
Oh. Yeah.
I just love the Match Game, though. I just
gotta
can't get
it.
Enough of it, you know?
Yeah.
Gary Berghoff was on there, for Christ's sake. What more do you want?
Yeah.
He's got that gimp hand, and he keeps hiding it.
You know, you brought that to my attention a long time ago.
What, Gary Berghoff's gimp hand?
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I've watched MASH very closely ever since.
And you see, he's always carrying a clipboard with his gimp hand.
And he's missing fingers.
Yeah.
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 And you brought it to my attention. I never knew that.
Well, I just, you know, he's a very talented individual.
Yeah.
Extremely talented. He's
yeah.
Just got this one thing, you know, and most with, you know, television especially.
Yeah.
They don't want any of that kind of stuff going on.
Right.
So he's got to hide it. It's terrible.
Yeah.
But no, Match Game, I'm telling you, somebody, bring back the Match Game. We are there. we're just as good a pseudo-celebrity as they were in the 70s. I mean, really.
Right.
So I think it'd be great.
I'm up. I'm there.
Maybe we should just do Match Game Online and just let it go from there. I don't know if we own the rights or whatever. It's Mark Goodson and Bill Todson or whatever, and they'll probably sue our asses just for saying Match Game.
How does the theme music go? I forget.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's real generic.
I can't remember how the... Yeah,
with Gene Rayburn, you know?
Yeah.
I just love the questions. They're always somewhat leading, you know? And ornery. Very ornery. Richard Dawson looks like he's drunk the whole time. It's a fantastic show. Fantastic.
Okay.
I just can't explain it. You got to watch it.
Game Show
Channel.
You were hyped up on this.
I just got it, so I've been totally... My wife's telling me she's going to divorce me if I keep watching this channel.
Oh, great.
So
that'll be next week's show.
Yeah, the Game Show Network has ruined me.
That would be a great story.
No, they're redoing the stupid-ass Press Your Luck, which I hate. Stupid-ass game show with a whammy and everything. They got all these commercials for this. It's stupid. All you do is it's... Like the worst thing in the world, you hit a button and if it lands, total chance. There's nothing funny about it.
Yeah.
Big bucks, big bucks. I mean, people are just total fucking
idiots.
Oh
wait, big bucks, no whammies.
Oh yeah, you would know that.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Oh man,
that was a great show.
Fuck.
I used to watch that a lot.
I'm sure you did. That's the mindless show.
Oh man, that was such a great show.
They're remaking that, but you know, Match Game, where it took a little wit.
Yeah.
Took a little thinking, possibly, you know, a little something to do.
Wait.
What?
What was that game that had those big honking playing cards?
Card Sharks.
Was that it? Like when they rolled the dice or something?
No, that was High Rollers.
Yeah,
Card Sharks was different than
High Rollers. Like
Card
things.
Sharks, I think, was Wink Martindale, and High Rollers was Alex Trebek before he got, like, you know.
Maybe I'll get my game shows confused.
Yeah, I think,
one where
yeah.
there was, like, these big, like, foot big playing cards.
That was Card Sharks.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one, yeah. You like stupid Press Your Luck.
Da-da-da-da-da.
No, I don't know what Press Your Luck song was. I don't like that show. But anyway,
yeah.
Match Game. I mean, you know, even in Canada, Mexico,
yeah.
we do that. I've learned Spanish. But anyway, hey, I want to tell you that... I don't know the outcome of this or anything, but I think I may have done some great damage to Harry Potter's one of Harry Potter's buddies.
Uh-oh.
Is it Hedwig? You know who that is? That name ring a bell?
Is that the big dude with the beard and mustache?
No, it's the owl. Is the owl?
Yeah.
Hedwig? Hedwig?
It might be.
I thought you saw the fucking movie. What is?
Well, yeah, like, you know, 6 months ago. Christ, I didn't memorize it like you. Jeez.
I didn't even see the movie.
Well, fuck, I don't know, man.
All right, so here, let me set this up. I go to the grocery store, and it's in the evening, right? So it's getting dark. By the time I load up all my shit, and I'm on my way home, it's dark, right?
Right.
Now, I'm living out in the country now, and so there's kind of a shortcut to the grocery store.
Right.
That's kind of down some country roads, you know, nothing but fields and stuff.
Right.
And I go through this area that's kind of like Sleepy Hollow, I guess. It's like a flood area, like a water area, low
right.
line. And it's nothing but trees, and
right.
it's very eerie looking.
Right.
And you drive in, and it's like farmland, and you drive into these trees for like, I don't know, a mile and a half or something, right?
Yeah.
And you go over this bridge, and there's a one-lane bridge, and there's a regular bridge, and it's all the trees are bare because of the winter and everything. And,
right.
And it's really, really weird. There's no lights.
Yeah.
Very eerie. And whenever it rains a lot, they close the road because it floods out.
Sure.
So then they can't use it. And so I'm going through there because it's a shortcut, and I'm really kind of worried because it's dark and it's gotten nicer that I might hit a deer.
Right.
And so I'm looking, scanning the, you know, I got the brights on, and I'm scanning to make sure I don't have a deer run out in front of me, right?
I think that's even worse, actually, if you use your brights.
Really?
I think so.
Well, I just want to see the things before I hit them, you know?
Yeah.
I don't
want to
just...
them more, though.
Well, I will take the Miles Teil approach of turning my lights off and driving 70.
Hey, don't get angry about it. I'm just trying to help out.
So I'm driving and I'm scanning the you know, kind of the low area there. There's like woods almost up to the road, but then a little ditch thing. And yeah, I'm like Bionic Guy. Exactly. I'm like the Terminator. Dun, 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 dun,
I was thinking more
dun.
Like Steve Austin, Bionic Man.
No, it's Terminator. I'm dun, dun, dun. And so then I look and I see catch something out of the corner of my eye. I look and it's coming right at me. And I look and it's got no feet. And I look and it's a fucking owl. And it hits the side of the car. It looks like Harry Potter's owl comes swooping out of the woods.
Oh, wow.
And hits the passenger side of my Jeep. This thing must have had like a 4-foot wingspan. It's like
flat,
it's like trying to stop, you know, it's got like the air brakes going.
Yeah.
And it goes boom. And I'm like, oh my God.
Ooh.
And I mean, I just kept going because, you know, I wasn't gonna stop.
Just kept going.
I mean, have you ever been hit by an owl?
Not an owl.
Well,
I've hit birds, but not an owl.
In the middle of Sleepy Hollow, are you going to stop to check if the owl is okay?
Well,
I don't think so.
You know.
And I look in my side mirror, it can collapse. He's collapsed my side mirror into the side of the car.
Uh-oh.
He hit hard. I mean, it's like, boom.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm like, oh my God.
How fast were you going?
I don't know, 50 or 60 or whatever.
Bob,
it's country
Earnhardt.
Road, you know? I was just totally, totally freaked out.
Murderer.
I know.
Is that
I don't
bad
think
luck?
It died. Huh?
Isn't that bad luck or something?
Well, see, they say everybody tells me if birds hit windows, it's bad luck. But
yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
To me. At work, I have this really large window in my office. And I get there early, and I don't turn my light on.
Right.
And so birds fly into it constantly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it looks like a big hole in the building
yeah.
without a light on. There's no reflection, so they just run right into it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So they come in my office, too, because there's no screen, but that's all another story. So this owl hits me, and it just totally freaks me out. Because I got this snapshot in my mind of this owl kind of, like, totally vertical.
Yeah.
With his legs pointed down, trying to not hit me.
Oh,
he's
man.
Flapping his wings, trying to slow down.
But you had to be a prick and use your brakes.
Well, what does that guy... That should be better. I mean, he sees bright lights. What is it like? He thinks it's... I mean, what? Are these like E.T. owls out there with your hooters shining or something, or what?
If this was made into a movie, it'd be called I Know What You Did Last March.
Oh, really? Is that what happened in that movie? I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't,
you'll remember that stupid-ass movie. You can't remember Hedwig the Owl out of Harry Potter.
I didn't freaking memorize Harry Potter. I saw
well,
one freaking
time. Let me ask
life.
You any kind of any kind of blemishes anywhere on Jennifer Love Hewitt's body that you saw in that movie?
I don't think she's in that.
Yeah, she is.
She is?
Yeah, she's in that one.
I don't think she is.
I'm not even going to talk to you, Mr. Press Your Luck.
I don't remember.
You're pressing your luck right now.
Dude,
what is that game with? It's got big cards and big dice. I don't know. It's you and your brother playing strip poker. What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It wasn't Big Bucks, No Whammies. It was Big Bucks or My Weenie, I think.
Yeah.
So I got hit by an owl. I've never had that happen.
Wow,
I really wish I could have like kept my eye on it because I wanted to know if it would. It turned its head around before it hit my car.
Oh,
you know, because I can do that.
But
no, what?
Should have kept it.
Yeah, that's all I want is a rabbit owl. Yeah.
Could have given it to my sister.
You could have given it to your sister. Yeah, I don't think your sister needs anything else. From what I understand, they can't even operate Hot Wheels.
Yeah, no, that's a different story.
So what's going on with you?
I have realized I am running Starlog 17.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, your children told me that a long time ago, but I haven't had the, you know, cojones to go to the DCFS. So.
We as you know, I don't know if I told us on the show, but our longtime dog died last Christmas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I was really upset about it.
Sure. You had like a whole cabinet full of pudding and then no one to play with.
I had all this peanut butter and no dog to clean it up with, but that's a different story. But no, so about, you know, 2 weeks after my dog died, I got this other dog.
Right.
This, I don't even know what it is.
Okay. My,
huh?
It's not an owl, is it?
Yeah, it's an owl. It's Hedwig. No, but no, it's like a medium-sized dog. My wife says it's some kind of red tick. I don't know what it is.
A red tick?
Huh?
A red tick?
Red tick hound or something. Okay. I don't know what it is. But it, the thing is stupid. It's
well,
beyond stupid.
It probably is mesmerized by pressure luck.
No, just get off. No, this dog is so freaking stupid. Right?
Uh-huh.
But not only is he stupid, he's escape-minded.
Oh, he wants to get away?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't see why he would, but he wants to.
Well, you know, it starts out that way, and then eventually the captors become the friends, you know what I mean?
So yeah.
Just give it a little more time and quit rushing into things.
It's like the great escape around here. Like, if you have the door open for too long, he tries to bolt out of the house. Yeah, I'm, like, living with the cooler king of dogs.
Right? It's the cooler king. To the cooler.
You know, built. Like, he bolts through the door. You gotta look out for that.
Yeah.
Now I notice, like, he's trying to dig under the fence that surrounds the backyard.
Yeah, well, hey.
You know, like,
luckily you've got you buried razor wire.
Dug down, like, 4 or 5 inches.
You buried razor wire there whenever you got your children moved in there, so that way they wouldn't get out. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And hey, also,
just put one of those shocker collar things on him, you know?
I desperately need one because now, also, there's like a fence, once again, that surrounds my house, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's like 3 different levels at different spots. Like some points it's 5 feet tall, and there's a very short part that's only like 4 feet tall.
Okay.
Well, he's discovered where this is, and now he's jumping over the fence and getting into my neighbor's yard.
Uh-oh, Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, he's getting to Miyagi's yard.
Oh.
And thank God Miyagi doesn't have the garden going yet, because there would be, like, you know, some major, you know, international thing here. Right?
Yeah, you're on the axis of evil in this situation, I
think. So I got, you know, Steve McQueen of the, you know, dogs. You know, I'm just waiting for him to get a little motorcycle and start running around with it, you know.
Oh, man.
Like the Nazis, you know.
You know, maybe he just doesn't like what you're feeding him or whatever.
I mean, he can't handle the peanut butter diet or something.
Maybe,
I don't know what.
Maybe your kids are putting too many firecrackers in his ass or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. This dog is, like, so escape-minded, man.
Well, there could be reason for that.
I don't know.
You know what I say? Just look within, you know what I mean?
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
You know, you're pointing a finger at your dog. And there's 3 other fingers pointing to you.
At least.
So,
I don't know, dude.
At least. Have you got more than 5 fingers on your hand?
Maybe.
Is this something you want to talk about?
No, not really, but...
You found a penis last week. You going to find another digit somewhere? You know, you nuclear plant worker?
No.
Homer Simpson.
What am I going to do, though?
Marge, I got another finger.
Why? I can't understand why this dog wants to escape. I can't.
That's not a finger. It's a chicken finger from last night's meal.
What?
I don't know. I can't. It's just like the great escape around here. Like anything he can think of, you know.
Well, first of all, why is your fence 3 different sizes anyway?
I did not put the fence in, man.
Well,
I've noticed it, though, like.
Hey, run on down to the Farm King and hang out
and
get your propane filled and get some fucking
fence. I will never go
back
to Farm King, no.
Get some more fence for your yard, you know.
I don't know, man. You know, I'm hearing that song, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, geez.
Is it a male dog?
Yeah.
Just get some fishing line that and tied to his balls and then...
They've been cut off.
Oh, they've been cut off.
Yeah. Sack is empty, man.
Tie it to his pecker and then tap it in the middle so that way he can only go so far before he gets a nice tug.
I don't know. I think he needs a shocker or something.
Yeah. No.
I don't, what am I going to do, though? I mean, he's just, every...
Hey, you let him go, and if he doesn't come back, it wasn't meant to be.
You know, he's trying to mail himself in a box, you know, just to get away, you know. He's just,
I got mailboxes, etc. call me every week. Come get your goddamn dog.
He's disguising himself as me, you know.
That would be hard.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
I don't know how a medium-sized dog can disguise themselves as a triple X guy. You got me.
I don't know.